Karen Feagert joins us here on 5CC's Good Morning EP. Now, Karen, it's very disappointing news, isn't it? Disheartening news, I suppose. The Juniorama Ambassador Quest not going ahead for 2023. What happened?
That's correct, Ben. Well, we just didn't get any interest from entrants, unfortunately, which is, yeah, as you say, extremely disappointing. We're not sure whether it's because people feel that the cancellation of the festival may happen again due to COVID, or people are just too busy, but we're not giving up on it. We'll certainly be recruiting again for 2024, so okay. We just need to find a different method, perhaps, of chasing up entrants for it.
Yeah, for sure. So previously, we have seen a huge amount of money raised for the community last year. What was it?
$84,000 from
massive.
Four entrants. Yes, it was massive. Yeah,
that's an incredible result, and that's money that goes directly back into the community,
it
isn't
does,
it?
It does. Yes, through charities that the girls are sponsored by. Yeah.
Wow. And so obviously that's a huge loss for the community and those charities themselves.
It is a very huge loss, yes.
So yeah. They're going to then need to try and make up that shortfall without the help of an ambassador.
That's right, yeah.
And so what's going to happen with the Juniorama ambassador themselves? Because does this mean that we extend it like we've done previously?
Well, I haven't actually officially been told yet, but I guess I remain as ambassador for a further year. Mm. I'm primarily at this point in the ambassador duties looking at a lot of fundraising for Juniorama itself, raising money for the festival.
Yeah, like we've had that previously where we did have to extend a quest to ambassadors. Tenure, I suppose you could say.
Yes.
And so I'm thinking that that's we've got to do it because we've got to have an ambassador, don't we?
That's right. Yeah, Belinda Curry, she did 2 years because with COVID, the festival didn't go ahead for 2021. Mm-hmm. And she was the ambassador from the previous year, so she continued on as ambassador for the 2021 period. And then, yeah, I'm 2022, so I guess I'll go through to the 2024.
Double stacking. Well, for those that want to be a part of the festival, there are a myriad of different ways that they can get involved, aren't there?
Yes, absolutely. Volunteering to help, coming on the committee, entering a float. We really want to have a lot of floats in the parade this year.
Because this is the 60th anniversary, isn't it?
Well, it was last year, but because we didn't officially have the festival, we're continuing with the theory
60th.
That it's still the 60th, yes.
Absolutely.
We don't want to miss our big 60th.
Exactly. It's an excuse to have a big party.
That's right.
So it's going to be a really, really big Juniorama.
I hope so.
It's unfortunate that we don't have our ambassador this year, but we do have an ambassador, which is really nice, Karen.
That's
so
right, yeah.
Thank you for flying the flag on our behalf.
No worries. Yeah, I missed out on having a float last year, so I'm really looking forward to having one for 2023.
Absolutely. I hope it's going to be a very large one.
I'll try.
Awesome. Karen, thanks so much for stopping in. I appreciate your time.
Thanks, Ben.